to just not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life. Such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross, suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees will ridicule you, saying, this person begun. For suppose a king is about to go to war against another king, won't he first sit down, consider whether he's able to with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he's not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off, ask for terms of peace. So in the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but it loses saltiness. How can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manual pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.
应当听，我们读到这里，非常谢谢广东话今天的粤语献诗。
We really thank for the Cantonese Fellowship Group to offer this great music to God.
我的粤语呢是一个非常难学的语言。
No, Cantonese is really hard to learn.
我一直在努力学习，直到今天都还有英语老师在教我。
But still, even though there's teachers who is actually teaching me.
但我还是学不会。
But still, I still haven't learned it.
我永远不会忘记第一次我听粤语讲道的。
I can never forget when I first hear like a preaching in Cantonese.
那牧师一开口就说。
So the pastor started to say.
耶稣带着馒头上山。
So that Jesus brought mantle up to the mountain.
这个能够理解，因为山上没有东西吃啊，找不到食物哈。
So I sort of understand because there's no food on the mountain top, so they might need those bread.
不过当时两千多年前能够在山下找到中国的馒头，
2,000 years ago, it was kind of precious probably to find like a bread on the mountain top.
那接下来更绝了。
But then it was even more unreasonable.
牧师说，耶稣帮馒头洗澡。
So it says Jesus started to give a bath for his mantle.
所以我们要帮人彼此洗澡。So
we have to learn to give bath to each other.
哇，这个尺度太大了，so that is
even more ridiculous. So I cannot do that.
没想来接下来呢更夸张。So
later it was even more exaggerating.
牧师说，做馒头的呢都要枪毙。If
you want to be a man, you're going to be killed.
哇，很多人跟我一样都懵了哈，不晓得。So
a lot of people are confused, just like me.
原来馒头就是门徒啦。So
bread actually, mantle in Cantonese means actually disciples.
洗澡其实就洗脚啦。So
giving a bath means like wash the feet.
枪毙就是谦卑啦。So
killing means actually be humble in Cantonese, like by pronunciation.
呀，我们知道。
We know that it's not like we're humble, then we can become God's disciples. Jesus gave the church
一个是大诫命,
two great orders. One is the Great Commandments, and the other one is the Great Commission.
那这两个呢,
so these two are actually both related to the disciples of the Lord.
大诫命是对内的彼此相爱,
the Great Commandments is loving each other.
在约翰福音13章34到35节这样说。In
John 13:34-35.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。A
new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
这就因此，这就是你们好。好，其次呢是大使命。
The other is the Great Commission, spread gospel to the world.
好，让我们一起来读马太福音28章19到20节，
which is recorded in Matthew 28:19-20.
要预备，请。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
好，我们看见神颁布，耶稣颁布的这两个最重要的诫命，一个是大使命，一个是这个是大命令。我们看见都是。 与做主门徒有关，可见神的心意不是单单要我们做信徒而已，乃是要我们都做主的门徒。So
we can see from these two scriptures that both the Great Commandments and also the Great Commission are related to becoming a disciple of the Lord. So we know the gospel is not just for us to become a believer, but also become a disciple of Him.
教会是否能够兴旺，不是决定于有多少参加聚会的信徒，而是决定于有多少参与侍奉的门徒。So
actually, whether a church can revive does not just depend on the number of the participating believers, but the number of serving disciples.
好，那既然做门徒这么重要，那为什么很多基督徒只愿做信徒而不愿意做门徒呢？
So why a lot of Christians do not want to be disciples? They just want to be believers then.
啊，这原因很简单哈，因为做信徒不用付代价，只要相信就可以了。
Because the reason is really simple. Being a believer, you just need to believe.
但是要做门徒就不一样了，他必须要付出代价。
You have to pay a big price.
要通过考验的。
You have to pass a test.
呀，刚刚我们所读的经文提到，当时耶稣有极多的人在跟随他。
In the scriptures we just read, that it mentioned that Jesus was followed by a lot of believers.
人山人海，这么多人在那里跟随耶稣，只是为了听他讲道或是得到祝福。
So a big crowd was following them, just wanted to be blessed.
不是来做工，来做主门徒的。
But they're not want to, they don't want to be, they don't want to serve.
于是呢，主就从其中呼召他们那些凡是愿意跟随他的。并且挑战他们都成为主的门徒。
So God called some of them who are willing to become the disciples to follow him and then to be willing to serve.
那有人以为我们刚才所读的这段经文呢是提到做主门徒的条件。但是呢我不是这样的认为。因为条件呢是已经有的状态，但是呢考验或者是代价呢它是要付出才能够得到的。
So the scriptures we just read sound like the requirements for being a disciple, but that is actually not true. Basically, in order to be a disciple, you have to pay a big price.
例如说，我们当中有人要找对象。
For example, you are looking for a boyfriend or girlfriend.
那你找对象什么条件呢？
Then what kind of requirements are there in your hand?
要身高1.7米。
Maybe you have you want your future spouse to be 5.6.
No
smoking and then no drinking, no hereditary diseases from family, and then have college degrees, have a house, have a good job. But these are called requirements, like the things you already have. But prices are different. You have to pay and you have to work hard in order to get it.
那以下我们将从这段经文来学习如何来通过考验，或是如何付上代价来成为主的门徒。
So from the scriptures we're going to read later, we're going to know like how we can become a disciple, what kind of price we need to pay in order to be a disciple.
基本上有三方面，我们一起来读来学习。
So there are three aspects.
那首先我们来是爱对神呢，是要爱主胜过任何人。
So God wants us to love Him more than anyone else in this world.
让我们一起来攻读26节，好吗？预备，请。
If anyone comes to me, does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple.
圣经有很多很难解的经文。
So there are a lot of scriptures in the Bible that are really hard to interpret.
那这段经文是我刚信主后常常读经的时候要跳过去的。
So these verses are the verses I usually skip when I first become a believer.
因为我很不喜欢这段经。
Because I really don't like this verse.
因为我跟这个家人关系很好。
Because I have a very good relationship with my family members.
所以我觉得这段好像写错了，还是印错了。
I feel like this verse is wrong.
那难怪当时我做不了主的门徒。
So at that time, definitely I could not be a disciple of God.
只是一个糊里糊涂的信徒。
I was just like unclear Christian.
我觉得说在正常的情况之下，没有一个人是不爱自己的家人的。
I felt like under normal circumstances, all of us should actually love our family members.
而且更没有人是不爱自己性命的。
And then none of us is not gonna not love our life.
我们说人不为己什么？
Even in Chinese old saying, like if you are not living for yourself, you should be even killed by heaven.
但是主却要求我们要爱他胜过我们生命中所有重要的人，这有点说不过去。
But the Lord commands us to love him more than everything in this world. This is really hardly understandable.
而且爱这个字在原文的翻译是翻译作恨。
Actually, do not love is translated as hate. In Greek literature.
这个更不能够接受啊。
That was even harder to understand, to accept.
那后来才体会，原来神不是要我们不要爱我们的家人，更不是去恨恶他们。
Okay, then later, I realized, in fact, God does not mean for us to really dislike our family members, nor to hate them.
相反的，圣经一再强调， 我们要孝敬父母，
instead,
要爱自己的妻子，甚至为她舍命，那爱儿女更不用说了。
So instead, actually, the Bible scripture actually tells us to actually love our wife and even sacrifice our lives.
而且呢，圣经也提到，凡是恨人的，就如同杀人。所以神怎么可能让我们去恨人，尤其是恨我们的父母？
If you hate a person, it means it's just like you're killing that person. So how could God ask us to hate a person,
even our parents?
So Lord, if the Lord asks us to hate our parents, it's going to be against his commandments. Then.
那我们知道圣经的话，神的话是不可能彼此矛盾的。
So we know that God's words are never conflicting each other.
所以到底神是不是要我们去恨人呢？
So does God really want us to hate other people?
当然中文圣经翻译的比较好，他说
the Chinese scripture translates really well. It means loves more than.
其实这是在希腊文学上一个对比的表现。
So it's a way of comparison in Greek literature.
以恨另外一方来表达专爱另外一方。
So hating one side means God wants us to love the other side solely.
所以中文的翻译不像英文，直接翻就是恨，中文是翻译爱主胜过。
So in Chinese, it's actually translated as love more than instead of hate.
我们看见这就是一种优先次序。
We know this is actually a priority issue.
既然我们要爱，我们要跟随耶稣，我们就要凡事上以基督为首先，第一优先。
If we love our God, and we need to put God as our first priority.
也就是我们要忠诚爱主的心志，要爱主胜过世上的任何一个人。
That means we have to be loyal to Him.And we have to love him more than anybody else in this world.
Yeah, 我们常常，包括我们自己常常会说一句话。
Well, including ourselves, we sometimes we say.
我说我爱我的孩子。
I love my children.
我的孩子比我的命还重要。
My children are even more important than my life.
或是说我的父母对我恩重如山，我更不能够遗忘。
And I owe like a great debt of gratitude toward my parents.
Yeah,
I cannot forget them.
我妻子常年为我做牛做马，任劳任怨，我岂能抛弃？
My wife has been working as a dog without complaints for years. How could I even forsake her?
这是对的。
So that is correct.
但是有时候正因为人与人之间的关系太亲密了，尤其是与家人之间，所以就不觉得我们与主关系亲密的宝贵。
Or sometimes, you know, when we're too close with our family members, we don't value the intimacy with the Lord.
所以属世的感情，我们是必须要先对付的。
So we must first deal with our emotion with people.
然后我们才可以与主有正常的关系。
So we can have that intimate relationship with the Lord, a normal relationship.
所以在我们的心中，倘若你的父母、你的妻子、你的儿女、你的兄弟姐妹，甚至你自己，只要你容许任何人来占据神在你生命当中该有的最重要的那个地位，那你就没有资格来做主的门徒。
So if you allow anyone to replace God's position deserved as priority in your life, you are not qualified to be His disciple.
耶稣在另外一处还有更严厉的这样说。
So actually, in another place, Jesus even said so.
马太福音第十章三十五到三十九。
Matthew 10:35-39.
让我们一起来读这段经文，预备，请。
For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be in members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up this cross, follow me, is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
又来了，我们又是觉得很刺眼的。
So here comes again, kind of sting.
让我们觉得，好像不是应该是耶稣讲的话。
So feels like should not be taught by Jesus.
可是这里呢，讲的家人与家人生疏，其实并不是说要我们与他们断绝关系。
So here, when Jesus said a man shall be against his father, doesn't mean we should be alienated from our parents.
而是要少爱他们一点，多爱神一点。
But love them lesser and love God more.
千万不要过度的依恋家人，而成为拦阻我们做主门徒的这个关键因素。
Don't overly care for your family members and let it become a hindrance or obstacle, of becoming a disciple of the Lord.
我们不但要少爱亲属一点，甚至要不看重自己的性命，如此我们的生活便不会以自我为中心，而是以基督为中心。
So that our life could be centered upon Jesus Christ instead of ourselves.
所以呢， 总而言之，爱主胜过家人，真正的意思并不是置于他们于不顾。
So to sum up, loving our loving the Lord more than our family members doesn't mean that we don't care about our lives.
要把父母、把妻子、儿女都交托在神的手里。
But to dedicate your parents, your spouse, your children onto God's hand.
就如同耶稣，他把父母交托给约翰，其实是交托在神的手里。
Just like Jesus, before he died on a cross, he actually turned his mother into John's hand.
一个门徒绝对不能够因为家庭的顾虑而偏离更重要的，就是去顺服主的道路。
A disciple cannot deviate from the path that Lord has set for him in order to care for his family.
比如说，有不幸的父母以脱离妻子关系来威胁、来胁迫他们放弃信仰。又譬如神呼召你全时间来服侍他，却遭亲人反对。
Just like some unbelieving parents would actually threaten their kids for breaking up with them in relationships, and so that they won't serve God or be submissive to God's will.
那在这样的一个挣扎当中，我们如果为此退让，便是爱父母过于爱主了。
So in such struggles, if we yield, that means we're loving them more than we love God.
也许有人说，啊，这样的要求是不是太过分了？不近人情，不合乎常理了。
Some people might say it's too inhumane, it's too unreasonable. These kind of requirements.
但是在历史上，我们看见那些忠君爱国的军人，在国家面临危难之时，他们愿意投笔从戎；在忠孝不能两全之时，他们必须放弃家人从军，岂会被批评不孝呢？
But we see in Chinese history a lot of people who are patriotic and then who actually give up on, give up their parents, their family, and then lay down their pen and even take up sword and to fight for the country. They're very patriotic.
今天我们为了拯救世上灵魂，若对基督精兵做如此的要求，我们岂能说这不合人情呢？
So in the same way, if we ask the disciples to do the same thing,How could we say it is unreasonable?
第二部分呢是对自己，我们要背起自己的十字架，并且来跟随主。
So for ourselves, we need to carry the cross and follow the Lord.
让我们一起来读第二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
好，请。好，我过去一直以为跟随主要跟主一样背起他的十字架，后来才知道。主耶稣的十字架不是你我能够背得动的。
In the past, I always thought I could actually carry his cross, but then I found out actually the cross of Jesus is not what you and I can really carry.
耶稣的十字架乃是为了拯救世人而甘心受苦、受辱、受死的记号。
Jesus Christ actually died on the cross upon his own willingness, and then he's willing to suffer the shame, the punishment, and the curse.
十字架的原意呢是耻辱，是刑罚，是咒诅。
So the meaning actually of cross is shame, is punishment, and is curse.
但是当主得胜之后，十字架就成了荣耀。
But when Jesus won the victory, and then the cross has become a glory.
所以我们常唱一首诗歌，说十字架，十字架，永是我的。
So we often sing like so. In the cross, be the glory ever.
好，然而耶稣呢，不是要我们背主的十字架，因为只要主亲自背负就够了。况且我们也背不动。
So it's not Jesus who wants us to carry his cross. It's really we cannot care.
那另外呢，耶稣也不是要我们背别人的十字架。
Jesus does not want us to carry someone else's cross either.
你看，我们常常动不动就说：“哎呀，我的上司真挑剔，他是我的十字架。”
So sometimes we say, "Oh, our boss or superior is too critical, and he's really my cross."
我的同事真无理啊，他是我的十字架。
My colleagues are so arrogant, and he's my cross.
我的配偶真唠叨，他是我的十字架。
My spouse is so nagging, and she's my cross.
我的孩子真调皮啊，这是我的十字架。
My children are so naughty, they're my cross.
我的同工真软弱，是我的十字架。
My coworkers are so weak, they're my cross.
我的邻居真跋扈，这是我的十字架。
My neighbors are so arrogant, they're my cross.
所以我们就很消极的以为，凡是我们生活当中，我们做
We negatively think those people who are giving us difficulties are the crosses in our lives, but that's not a right point of view.
耶稣要我们背起自己的十字架。
Jesus wants to take up our own cross, doesn't mean
他不是要我们背起十字架项链。
He does not just want us to wear this necklace of cross.
有多少人背十字架项链的？很多人啊。
How many of you are wearing the
necklace
of cross?
没有，只有一个。
Or if you have a necklace that has a cross on it?
这是符合圣经，要背起十字架啊，自己的，你不是去偷别人的，是你自己的十字架啊。
Does that mean taking up the cross of the Lord?
这是对的，所以有这样的记号提醒我们背十字架。
Well, it is a symbol. It's not wrong.
但是背十字架的意思不单单只是背起这个金项链啊，十字架而已。
So taking up the cross does not mean wearing a necklace of cross.
因为背自己的十字架的意思呢，它哪有甘心乐意的意思
？Carry your own cross, it means you're willing to serve.
边云波啊，弟兄写了一本书叫《给无名传道人》当中最出名的一句话，他就是说：“是我自己的手，甘心放下世上的享乐。”是我自己的脚甘心走上苦难的道路。
A famous preacher in China called Bian Yunbo, he wrote in this famous book, To the Unknown Preacher, and he said, It was because of my own hand that I'm willing to give up the worldly treasure, worldly pleasure. It was my own feet that, that made me willing to walk in the path of suffering.
自己的十字架也表示舍己的意思。
So taking up my own cross also means, give up your own way.
也有苦难 的意思
means also sufferings
在马太福音十六章二十四节
so in Matthew chapter 16 verse 24
让我们一起来读这段经文预备请
that Jesus said to his disciples whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves take up their cross and follow me
希伯来书十二章第二节
so in Hebrews 12 and 2 he endures the cross
所以我们可以看见自己的十字架呢，有舍己，有甘心乐意，舍己跟苦难的意味在这里面。
So means like carrying your own cross means you're willing to suffer, you're willing to deny yourself.
所以我们背起自己的十字架呢，我们最重要的是我们除了自己愿意，而且我们要跟随主走那苦难的道路。
So carrying your own cross or taking up your own cross also means you're willing to follow Jesus and walk.In the path of sufferings,
而不是走自己安逸的道路。
But not walking your own ways.
潘霍华非常出名的神学家，他写了跟随基督这本书，他的第一句话这样说。
Okay, so Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he wrote this book, The Cost of Discipleship, and he said,
他说基督呼召一个人出来做他的门徒，就是呼召他出来受死。
So when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
这个死呢，不是我们上刑场那个死，那个死是指舍己跟完全脱离救我的意思。
The death means actually totally deny yourself and get rid of your old self.
你愿意为主而将自己钉在十字架上，或是与主同钉十字架吗？
Are you willing to nail yourself on the cross for the Lord?
我们发现今天教会之所以失败，最主要的问题就是人的问题。
The main reason the church fails today is because of our problems.
而人的问题当中最头痛的，就是我们里面的老我死不了。
And the most troublesome problem among human beings is the fact that our inner old self can't die.
我们常常都是常常后悔，哎呀，我们里面老我死不了，怎么就死不了，又败不复活了，又活起来了。
We feel regret. That we often feel regret that we cannot die to ourselves.
所以我们经常就在彼此伤害而懊悔自己罪行当中这样的控告。
We often hurt each other. We mourn on our behaviors.
在孟加拉这个回教国家，约人口约美国的一半。
In this Muslim country, Bangladesh, and then the population is around half of that of America.
那基督徒人数却是世界上增长最快的国家之一。
But the population of Christians has been growing the fastest.
有一个组织叫MBC 这个家庭教会，它是在1994年从一个人开始。2001年已经快速增长到超过十万人了。
So there is this organization, it's a family church called Muslim Background Christians, abbreviated as MBC. It has grown from 1994 from one person to 2001 to around 10,000 people.
2003年呢，已经有25万人。
And in 2003, it has It's already like 250,000 people.
现在已经超过 100万了。
Now probably there are like a million of people in this organization.
那别以为这个数字增长是一个很正常、很容易的。
So don't think it's very easy for this such a rapid growth.
却不知道经历过多少感人的殉道故事。
You don't even know how many martyrs have actually suffered for this growth.
是用鲜血跟泪水共同完成的。
They have shed their blood and tears for this.
因为在回教国家传福音是要丧命的。
But you could die if you spread gospel in a Muslim country.
那在今日我们虽然没有机会为主殉道。
So today, even though we can't be martyrs for our Lord,
但是我们都要有为主受苦的心智。
We need to have that determination to be willing to suffer for the Lord.
我们要为了侍奉主而任劳任怨。
We should be willing to work hard for Him.
如同当年世人加诸在耶稣身上各种不合理的对待，痛苦到极点。
Just like you should be able to endure all unfair treatment and also the pain that culminates. Like the people in Jesus' time actually added on him.
所以我们背十字架跟从主的意思，对我们来说，这是代表我们为主忍受各样的苦难、羞辱与牺牲。
So taking up cross and following the Lord to disciple, it actually stands for being willing to suffer the sufferings and also the shame and the sacrifice for the Lord.
今天我们在美国这么舒服的国家。
So in America, we all have this freedom to worship the Lord. We probably don't have opportunities to die for the Lord.
也许你在中国，在其他地方，你信主会给你带来很多的不方便。
In China, you might be persecuted.
可是你来美国，好像没有机会为主，因为信主为主受苦的，好像很少听到。
But in America, it's hard to have even a chance to endure all kinds of sufferings or humiliations.
但是你想一想，其实是有的。But
actually, there are, if you think about it really carefully.
你若在教会里面服侍，例如你被多安排几次煮饭洗碗。
You might be arranged to make more meals and wash more dishes than the other people.
哇，刚开始唱的时候是哇很开心的哈。
So you probably are very happy at the first.
我们唱的哈利路亚哈，一边还可以唱，感谢耶稣哈，这个给我机会。
So when we are first arranged to wash dishes or make a meal, you might be able to still sing hallelujah or thanks.
Thanksgiving to the Lord.
But after a few times, I start singing near the cross.
我们就开始觉得受伤害了哈。
And we feel like we're hurt.
在教会里面，我们看到许多受到伤害，有时候是被人误会啊、抹黑啊，甚至排挤啊。Sometimes
the hurt that we get at church might be you're misunderstood and you're pushed out.
然后我们常常觉得说，为什么在教会里面还会发生这外面的事情，也会在教会里面发生呢？Sometimes
we don't understand why the things in the world could actually happen at church.
没有错，我们必须承认这一些不好的事情不应该在教会里面发生的。
Yes, these kind of things should not happen in church.
教会里面彼此相爱都来不及的，怎么还会彼此伤害呢？
Loving each other should be what we do.
但是话说回来，教会不正就是一群罪人的集合吗？
But keep this in your mind, church is actually a congregation of sinners saved by grace.
一群蒙恩的罪人的集合，难道这样罪人聚集在一起的时候，难免会发生令人失望的事啊？
So, sometimes it could be very disappointing to serve at church.
但是想一想，这也正是神操练我们走苦难当中最实际的方式。But
then that's exactly how Lord trains us in a most realistic way.
倘若我们非常的娇气，哎呀，受不了任何的委屈，稍微碰到一点误会，或是忍受一些的苦难，我们就绝望的离开教会，这岂不是中了撒旦的诡计？
If we cannot bear with this, tolerate this, and then we're actually falling the trick of the evil schemes of Satan. The third tour of the world, we need to give up everything.
Verse
33.
Please. 我们刚刚看前面两个考验还好，一个是对于家人，一个对于自己，我们都可以放下。不过 这个考验好像有一点过头了哈，好像比我比较难理解的。
So we see the two previous tests actually toward ourselves and also toward our family members. And this one seems to be even more difficult.
如果, 等一下, 我们的招待在门口封住, 哈, 每个人都把所有, 身上所有的一切, 都交出来,
if the usher later stands at the door and asks us to give up everything that we have now to them,
然后呢, 下礼拜可能没有几个人再回来,
and next week there might not be a lot of people who are coming back.
那到底神的意思是怎么样呢?
So what does God mean here?
为了追求理想, 求取功名, 我想我们都可以告别父母家人, 理想, 离, 远离他乡, 甚至出国深造。
So in order to fulfill our dreams, achieve our fame, sometimes we could actually say goodbye to our parents and our family members, go abroad, get better degrees, and work for a living.
那为了谋求生活, 很多人说, 愿意与妻子儿女暂时分开两地, 有这样的牺牲。
Even being separated from your spouse and your children is such a sacrifice.
我们也常听说, 男儿志在四方, 要抛开儿女私情, 大禹治水, 三过家门而不入。
We hear that excellent men should have long-term ambitions and they should be able to sacrifice their children and their emotions. And just like a very famous king in ancient China, Da Yu, actually, in order to tame the flood, he even passed his house without even entering his house three times.
乌利亚生系战场,回家竟不与他妻子八十八同房,他的同袍战友佩服他爱国。
So Uriah actually puts his heart totally in the battlefield, even though he did not stay with his wife, Bathsheba, even though he came back.
所以我们可以理解, 为了完成更高的理想, 而达到更重要的目标来牺牲, 我们个人的亲情, 牺牲自己, 委屈自己, 这个我们可以理解的。
So we can understand in order to fulfill a high dream or like a bigger goal, we should actually sacrifice some of our emotions. That's understandable.
但是如果要我们把重要的理想目标，把我们所有的一切完全都撇下， 那我们就很难明白了。
But what if you want, Jesus asked you to give up all of your dreams? That is really hard to understand.
圣经告诉我们撇下一切所有的， 并不是真正要丢弃你所拥有的任何东西。
So actually the Bible says this, giving up all you have doesn't mean you have to disown all of your possessions.
所以圣经从来没有教导我们要成为一个穷光蛋, 或者是放弃所有的知识恩赐才干, 否则他就不会要我们成为一个百般恩赐的好管家, 我们上礼拜讲过。
The Bible never says we should become like a poor wretch or disacknowledge our talents, our knowledge, and our gifts. And then otherwise, the Bible would not have told us that God has given us, each one of us, the gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts that we could use them to serve him.
到底是怎么回事呢? 原来其实圣经所要告诉我们的重点是要我们放弃次好的才能够选择更好的。 正如耶稣夸赞玛利亚选择那上好的福分。
So what the Bible meant was the Lord wants us to give up the lesser but choose the better, just like Jesus actually praised Maria that there is only one thing, nothing worth being concerned about in this world, and then Maria has chosen the best.
我们需要撇下世界的荣华富贵, 财富, 名声, 权势, 享乐等等, 并不是因为这些东西不好, 而是有比这些更好的东西我们可以得着。
We need to give up this worldly riches and prosperity, wealth, fame, power, and pleasures. Doesn't mean these things are not good, but because these things, there are better things we could actually obtain.
那就是得着神自己。
And the best thing is God himself.
我们常常唱一首歌叫我一生最美的祝福是什么？
So sometimes we sing this song, the best blessing in our life. What is that?
就是能。
That is believing Jesus Christ.
我们得着神胜过一切。我们唱歌不是讲吗？ You are my all in all, 你是我的全所有的一切。那个you是谁？神啊。
So God is our all in all, and that you is God himself.
我过去蒙召, 侍奉主的时候, 刚开始常常听到很多人说, 哎呀,你很不容易啊, 放弃以前经营药商那么好的事业, 现在却当穷团道人, 真是可惜啊。
So, you know, when I was first called to be a preacher, and a lot of my friends said, what a pity that you give up your pharmaceutical business so prosperous that you become like a poor preacher. What a pity is that?
我听得真是哭笑不得啊。
And I felt like it was kind of annoying and funny.
Yeah, 其实我是幸运蒙神选召，可以用一生的时间投资在人生最有意义与价值的服事上。
I was actually very fortunate enough to be chosen by God, so I can invest all my lifetime to serve God.
我是放弃次好的那个事业，不是说赚钱不好，不是说做生意啊这些事情不好，哎，而是那是次好的。
It's indeed to give up the second best in order to choose the very best.
Yeah, 我不必将今生有限的时间浪费在与永恒无关的忙碌当中。
So don't have to waste.
这是神的恩典呢。
So I don't have to waste my time on the things that has nothing to do with eternity. What a grace is that?
Yeah, 况且现在的教会都很善待传道人。
Especially the church is now actually really treating the pastors really nice.
然后过去服事的教会都对待传道人。非常好。
All of the churches I've served so far are treating pastors really nice.
现在来到你们这当中，你们对我又更好。
So you're treating me even better.
所以让我给我目前呢，该有的都有了。
So I have all the things I need.
不该有的。
I even have the things I don't need.
所以当你有投资眼光的时候。
So when you have that vision for investment.
你就会撇下所有。
So you're willing to give up.
来得到那个更宝贵。
In order to get the best, the more precious.
正如圣经记载一个故事。
Just like the Bible records the story.
马太福音十三章四十四到四十六节。
In Matthew 13:44-46.
好，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。马云我们都认识他，他现在是中国的首富。
So we all know 马云， he's actually the richest in China.
但是当年有一群有投资眼光与他一起奋斗的人，现在呢身家至少都是百万千万。
So you know that the people who are actually working with him who have the same vision of the investment now probably has a possession of millions and or billions.
那这些人当年呢可能放弃高薪的工作，然后跑来替他工作。
But these people had probably given up their high income job in order to work for him.
或者是有人砸锅卖铁的将所有的积蓄拿来加入他的股东，或是买他的股票。
Or these people could have like surrendered all their last resource in order to join him, his business.
但今天不一样，他们都发达了。
But then today they're all so rich.
同样，我们在想，你有没有投资？这个属灵的投资眼光。
So in the same way, do you have the vision for this spiritual investment?
这决定了你是否能够选择更好的，而放弃次好的这个能力。
It's gonna decide whether you can choose the second best and choose the best.
宋尚杰博士，我们都认识他，他是一个极具有属灵投资眼光的人。
We know that Dr. 宋尚杰 is such a person who has this spiritual.Who has this vision of spiritual investment?
1927年，一个二十多岁的宋尚杰乘坐从美国返回中国的船上，当船驶进中国的时候，他就把他在美国七年半所获得这个荣誉金钥匙，还有他的荣誉奖章，他的博士学位文凭，全部扔到太平洋当中。
So in 1927, when Song Shangjie was just 20-something years old, he came back from America to China. And when the ship sails near China, he actually threw away all of his diplomas, his trophies and golden medals, and even including a golden key into the sea, Pacific Sea.
已经过了九十年了。
Now 90 years has already passed.
他的学术论文呢，还在 OSU, 就是我女儿读的学校那里，还被展览出来，写得非常棒的。
And 90 years has already passed. His books are still published. It's still being read by students at OSU.
这是中国人的骄傲。
That's our pride.
我们可以想象说他
Chinese pride.
他如果说在他的学术上能够在这是一个赤身国际的一个大好机会，但是他却甘愿回国，成为仅能足糊口的传道人。
As such an internationally acknowledged, renowned scholar.And he was willing to give up all he had and back to his country to serve his people.
但是当他回到中国的时候，过了十四年， 他共带领了十万个同胞归主。
In 14 years, he actually brought, he led like 100,000 people to Christ.
那对象包括海峡两岸。
That includes people in China, Taiwan.
在那一个时代，还可以影响海峡两岸，而且影响深远。
It was very influential.
历史告诉我们，这个才叫做更有意义的选择。
We know that history has told us this is a more significant or meaningful choice.
所以撇下一切所有的另外一个意思呢，就是要叫我们不要依靠这些外在的东西。
So given all we have, given everything we have, it also means we don't rely on these things outside.
因为有时候这些东西反成为我们的残垒或是拦阻。
It could be because these things could become obstacles and hindrances.
因为保罗他也这样说。
So Paul said.
我们一起来读腓立比书三章七到八节，预备，请。对保罗而言，他拥有极高的学历、身份、名望、社会地位、道德修养等等。
So Paul has very high degrees and also very high fame and social status.
这并不是他一生的满足。
But that was not the satisfaction.
而是他单单得着基督，这才是他最大的满足。
He only wanted the Christ. That was his most satisfaction.
所以他所拥有这一切世人所称羡的，不但不能够在他的事工上带来帮助，反而带给他许多的拦阻。
So what was actually admirable in the eyes of the people in this world could not bring him any help, but instead it could actually bring him a lot of hindrances.
难怪他愿意丢弃。
So no wonder he was willing to give them up.
我并不是说我们所有的才干恩赐。有经验、有学历、有社会地位等等，来服侍不好，不是这个意思。
I did not mean that using our talents or gifts or experience or degrees or social status to serve the Lord is not good.
上礼拜已经讲过，我们要用百般恩赐，神给我们的这些恩赐来彼此服侍，做神的好管家。
So I just said God has given each one of us a gift from His great variety of spirit gifts, and so that we can use them to serve each other.
最重要的是告诉我说，我们服侍最重要的不是依靠这些东西。
But the most important thing is serving the Lord. We should not rely on these things to serve the Lord.
而是要单单依靠主，所以我们要撇下这一切。
But solely rely on the Lord, so we need to give up all these things.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节这样告诉我们，我们一起来读，预备，请。
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.
我们是依靠什么来侍奉呢？
So what do we rely on to serve the Lord?
不是依靠这些外在的这一切。
We're not relying on the things outside.
圣经说要撇下一切所有的，不是撇下一部分，而是全部。
So the Bible says, give of all you have, not just a part of it.
这包括你生命当中你最在乎的部分。
It could include the most precious thing in your life.
有一个少年官，他来问耶稣，怎么样才能够承受永生？
There is an officer who actually came to Jesus, asked him how he could inherit the kingdom of heaven.
哇，这个少年官很不容易哦。
So actually, he was a very
他很厉害哦，他很牛。
He was a very strong person.
你看，他从小就遵守很每一条的诫命。
He had obeyed all of the commandments.
啊，年轻就当上官了。
And he became an officer when he was really young.
而且还有很有钱呐。
And he was very rich.
哇，少年得志。
Very ambitious.
世人所称羡的，他什么都有了。
He had all that this world wants.
哦，所以他来到耶稣面前，他以为要得到耶稣称赞，像你这样的人就可以上天堂，什么都有，从小就这么。
He thought he could actually get Jesus' praise when he came to Jesus.
但是耶稣怎么回答他呢？
But what did Jesus say?
啊，我们一起来读，预备，路加福音十八章二十二节。预备，请。当时这位少年人，他听到耶稣讲这句话的时候，哇，很可惜，他很忧愁。
So when the young man heard Jesus said this, he was actually very distressed.
为什么？因为他很富足，他很有钱的。
Because he was too rich.
他不能够撇下他的亲钱，所以他无法跟随主。
He could not give up all of his riches.
所以圣经告诉我们，他就 忧忧愁愁的走了。
So he left sadly.
走到哪里，我们都不在。
So where did he go? We did not even know.
所以这里讲到说，你要撇下一切所有的，请问什么是你一切所有的呢
？So says here, you have to sell everything you have, and you have to give up all you have. So what are the things that you have?
你还记得吗？当耶稣问彼得说。
Do you remember when Jesus asked Peter,
比这一切，比这一些，这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than this?
耶稣一再地问彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
So Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me more than this?
这是在约翰福音最后一章，耶稣第三次又问，你爱我比这些更深吗？
The last chapter of John, and Jesus asked Peter again, do you love me more than this?
哇，最精彩的最后一章，一再强调这个彼得跟耶稣的这个对话。我们都很喜欢研究圣经，我们常常也就停留在研究知识的层面，所以就很多人就到底想去知道到底耶稣所指的这一些是什么东西呢？
So we're searching the Bible, we definitely want to know what these mean.
是渔船呢？渔网呢？是鱼呢？还是其他的？
Is that the was that the ship or the fishing net or the fish or other things?
其实这些答案都不重要。
But these answers aren't important.
因为读圣经最重要是如何运用在我们今天的情境。
The most important thing about reading the Bible is how you could apply the Bible verses into your current situations.
好，倘若今天耶稣也同样问你，
If Jesus asked the same question.
比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than this?
那对你而言，这个这些是什么呢？
So to you, what do these mean?
你是否愿意也撇下这一切所有的这一些来跟从主吗？
Are you willing to give up these in order to follow the Lord?
常常我们在听人家祷告神说，
So oftentimes we hear other people praying like this.
哎呀，主啊，除了这个之外，除了这个之外，除了我的孩子之外，除了我的工作之外，除了我的配偶之外，除了我的父母，除了这些之外，其他东西我所有都愿意给你啊。
We often hear people praying like this. I'm willing to give you all except for my kids, my work, my money, etc.
我们的除了我的这个养老金啊，除了我的股票，
except for my pension, my stocks, my cars.
我除了所有都愿意奉献给你。
I'm willing to give you all.
或是说我只是没有时间，除了我的时间，其他我都愿意。
Except for my time, other things, I'm willing to give to you.
但我告诉你，请你以后不要这样祷告了。
So please don't pray like this anymore.
因为上帝常常要塑造我们，通常就是要你给出你最不愿意给的。
Because God often trains us by asking us to give him the things that we want.
我听过一些人的见证，神要破碎他，他最不愿意给的，神就把他拿走。
So I have often heard these testimonies when people say that God actually took away what they're not willing to give, and break them.
我们上礼拜查经我们查到说，倘若我们连死亡都不怕，连自己的性命死亡都不怕，你还有什么有可以惧怕的
？So last week during our Bible study, we kind of talked about if you are not even fearful of death, what else will you be afraid?
所以这一些你所有的一切你都愿意放下的时候，我想你就真正为神舍弃了一切，神就要用你了。
So basically, if you're willing to give up everything, and then that will be the time that God will be using you.
不要以为说你为主舍下一切，你亏大了，其实我告诉你，你是赚大了。
Don't think you have suffered great loss because you have given up everything.
为什么呢？你想看看，我们一生在世只不过是七八十年。
Think about our life in this world, just like 70 years or more like 80 years.
那与整个永恒相比，只不过是昙花一现。
Compare with the eternity, it's just like a flash in the pan.
就算你可以赚得全世界所有的财富，也不能够在那永恒当中买到一分一秒。
Even you could actually earn the richest of the whole world, you could still buy even a minute or a second in the eternity.
我们如果能够荣幸参与在神永恒国度当中，永远被纪念与存留的事工，哇，这是多么有意义、多么有价值的事啊！
If we could join in the ministry in the God's eternal kingdom, how significant and meaningful would that be?
难怪加尔文他会说：“我为基督舍弃了一切，我得到什么呢？”就是我得到在基督里我得着了一切。
No wonder Calvin said, I'm willing to sacrifice everything for Christ. What did I get? What I get is what I get in Jesus Christ.
今天耶稣心中最期待的其实不是要我们做一个乖乖按时来教会听到的信徒， 而是要我们都做他的门徒。
So in the Lord's heart, what Jesus expects the most is not for us to attend the church activities regularly as a believer, but to be committed as his disciple.
做主门徒呢，并不一定要远渡重洋去宣教，也不一定要为主殉道来牺牲。
Being a disciple does not mean you have to go abroad to be a missionary or being a martyr to sacrifice yourself.
而是对上帝愿意尊主为大，对自己愿意彻底破碎，对世界愿意完全舍弃，这样我们才能够为主做见证。
But being willing to be submissive to God's will, respect him as the biggest priority, willing to break yourself, give up everything,and also be a testimony for the Lord.
我们都经历过神宝贵的救恩。
We have all experienced God's precious grace.
借着耶稣基督为我们付上这么极大的代价，今天我们在这里建立教会，难道我们都不需要付任何代价吗？
Through Jesus Christ, who had paid such a big price for us,
教会自然而然就会复兴了吗？
If we don't pay any price, would church just naturally revive?
昨天我们有一个宣教的活动。
Yesterday there was a mission activity.
在Irvine Global Festival, 在这个巡游会当中，哇，我们看到成千上万的人在那边。
It's called Irvine Global Festival. We saw like millions of thousands and millions of people there.
那我们教会有一群同工在那里摆上。
So we, I saw like group of coworkers were actually committed over there.
那我们的弟兄。为了这一次的活动，哇，在那练习。
Our brothers had practiced a lot,
花了很大的代价，
for this mission. They had paid a lot of time and also price.
我们还有才刚到我们当中不久的哈 P 的夫妇，他们还没有受浸，他就在那边参与了摆上，我看的都很感动。
So I've seen a couple who just came to our church who were not baptized yet. They're actually joining the activity.
然后我们还有很多的人还才刚搬来，莉莉哈，这个还没有加入我们的会员，哦，就已经代表我们教会在那边服侍了。
We also seen like a sister who just came to our church and then who hadn't joined our membership, but still has already been committed to this mission.
我们可以看见说神给我们这样的一个机会来建造神的教会。
We know that the Lord giving us this opportunity to build up His church.
Yeah, 有很多爱主的弟兄姐妹愿意这样摆上。
There are a lot of loving brothers and sisters who are willing to commit.
其实我们今天也在羡慕很多教会，为什么他们可以大大复兴啊？我们为什么不能复兴
？Now we admire those churches who actually can survive, actually revive such big. And then, how could our, why don't our church be, why can't our church be like that?
因为我们知道这个教会的复兴并不是他们的牧师有什么三头六臂般的能力。也不是他们推动了什么事工策略，仅仅是因为他们有一群爱主的弟兄姐妹愿意委身成为做主的门徒。
I think it's not because their pastor had supernatural powers, or it's because they have a group of brothers sisters who are willing to commit and serve the Lord.
当他们愿意同心合一来服侍之后，自然而然就经历教会复兴了。
When they're willing to serve the Lord in unity, naturally the church is going to survive.
我相信我们教会也可以。
I believe our church can do the same. Do you agree?
等一下我们要召开会员大会。
Later we're going to have our congregational meeting.
会中我们将有报告及讨论我们教会未来的事工发展。
We're going to have reports and discuss about our future ministries.
然后我希望我们教会中每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都预备好，我们都刚强起来，勇敢的来接受挑战，成为主的门徒。
I hope all of our brothers and sisters are willing to take the new challenges.
因此来回应神为我们牺牲的大爱。
To respond to God's love.
不要以为我们这样是什么委屈牺牲啊。
Don't think it's a suffering or it's a loss.
其实这对我们有好处，因为我们当我们这样子做回应神的爱，我们的生命不但能够活出精彩。
Actually, in responding to His love, our life can live out abundantly.
甚至我们可以经历在基督里得着一切的丰富。
And we can experience all of the beautiful things in Christ.
教会也会因此而得到大大的复兴。
Church can also revive greatly.
这样，你愿意在这其中有份吗
？Are you willing to have a portion in it?
你愿意吗
？Are you willing to do that?
呀，既然我们都属他，让我们都起来做主的门徒。
Stand up, be God's soldiers, as long as we belong to Him.
让我们一起起立来唱这首歌，主啊，我属你。